The Land of Chocolate. Johnny and Playful skipped along happily, whistling familiar songs. Meanwhile, the ant was constantly trying to persuade Johnny that it was his idea to pick up the grey stones. He claimed that he sensed something special about them from the beginning. Johnny found this somewhat funny. He didn't want to spoil the ant's mood once he had finally cheered up. Suddenly, they smelled a very familiar smell. "They must be making chocolate here," Johnny called out. Though they didn't see any factory anywhere, the smell was getting stronger and both of them were licking their lips. It had been such a long time since they had eaten any chocolate. Playful was so curious that he ran ahead of Johnny. Suddenly, he saw a large brown stone. He climbed onto it, but it was so soft that he sunk into it all the way up to his knees. He began to cheer up because he found out that the rock was real chocolate. After a second, he found more rocks like that, and the little brook ran with chocolate sauce. No doubt at all, it really was chocolate land. Instead of flowers, candy grew among the grass. There were trees stranger than any Johnny had ever dreamt of. For one thing, instead of apples on the trees, cookies grew, and some bushes had chewing gum instead of leaves. At first, Johnny liked this place, but then he realised that there was something weird about it. The animals were all stiff in chocolate and couldn't even move. The gingerbread birds didn't even chirp God's praises and only stared silently. Everything there seemed dead. In the distance, Johnny saw a big nut tree and was speechless with surprise when he came close to it. The whole tree was made from hazelnut chocolate, which he loved. The tree had many leaves and branches which grew out in all directions. The longer he stared at the tree, the more beautiful it seemed and the more it attracted him. From one of the branches hung a kind of nut that Johnny had never seen before in his life. It was as big as a melon and clear writing towered upon it. "Whoever eats me will become the biggest of all." The nut stared back at him and seemed to say, "Come on, eat me." "Climb up and get it," yelled Playful, and both of them were already reaching their hands out toward the big nut. "Wait," Johnny stopped. In a wink of the eye, he remembered the secret message which had been hidden in the grey stone. "Whoever wants to conquer the dragon must pass through the land of chocolate without touching anything." Johnny immediately pulled his hand away, and in his mind he imagined his sister Susie's birthday. Then he hadn't been able to control himself, and so he had gradually eaten all the chocolate. He also recalled the telling off he got and the promise he made that he would not do that again. Now the same thing was attracting him. What was he to do? The nut was looking at him so sweetly. The temptation seemed impossible to resist at first. It pulled him like a powerful magnet. What did the nut promise? That he would be the biggest of all. "I've got it!" the ant's voice interrupted his thoughts. "Now I know how we will conquer the dragon. Look, compared to the dragon, we are like locusts. When we find him, he probably won't even notice us coming. But if we eat that chocolate nut, we'll be like giants, and that means we'll grow bigger than him even. We'll crush him in our hands as if he were a cherry. We'll show him who is the Lord," the ant threatened. Johnny didn't really like this idea, though it seemed to make sense. Otherwise, how would they slay the dragon? Many thoughts were swirling through his mind. When the kids at school laughed at him for being the smallest, Jesus always comforted him, and he calmed down, yet he still wished he were bigger. But why should he believe in a nut? Only fools believe everything. He recalled his mum telling him that even though he was small in size, God surely loved him and had a big plan for him. All at once, Johnny got it. He was on that journey to kill the dragon and not to stay in the land of chocolate. He had told so many others the gospel. He could not stop now. What would the bear say when he found out that instead of the mean dragon, he had devoted himself to sweet chocolates? Johnny was still fighting on the inside. One minute he was tempted to taste just a little bit of the chocolate, and the next his thoughts told him that he must not. He knew that Eve, the first woman, struggled with a similar temptation when the bad snake was misleading her. She did not overcome it, and then she had to leave the beautiful garden called Eden. But what could he do right now? It occurred to him that Jesus commanded the storm and other times even cast out evil spirits. Johnny got it. The same Lord Jesus is now in me. He grabbed Playful and ran quickly away from the nut. It is better to flee from temptation than to let it overcome you. Without looking back, he then cried with all his might, "Temptation, get away from me!" Suddenly, a storm broke, and from the clouds, big raindrops were already falling. It was strange, raining cats and dogs, really thick, but so gently at the same time. Then it felt pleasant. It wasn't long before the grass was green again and the chocolate had all run out of the bushes. The brook made him cheerful noises and the water was as clear as glass. Johnny was happiest when the chocolate also fell off the animals. They were leaping with joy and praising God for freeing them from their horrible prison. All at once, the whole land changed and the birds sang many, many songs. Only the nut didn't turn green. Instead, the chocolate turned into stone and it remains there until this day. This is so that all who pass by would know that they should avoid and fight temptation.